And I even told him I used to be on the school board. He came. He better come back. Put the fear in him.
You don't know who it is, though.
I can, that's correct. Know who it is his name.
Because I'm the only one.
He knows who
signed for Mrs. Flexner.
Yeah, but how's he going to describe who the kid was?
True. So, okay.
Maybe you can
ready?
Okay.
Welcome. This public hearing of the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park is called to order at 7 p.m. on this 17th day of May. Will everyone please join me in saying the Pledge of the Flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can everyone hear me okay without the microphone? Okay. Okay, so welcome, and let me take this opportunity to introduce you to the members of our board. On my left, I have Building Inspector John Whitman, Attorney John Bailey. Then I have members Kim Bowers, Bob Lenartz. Then to my right, I have Mike Williams, Dwight Mateer, Bob Metz, and our recording secretary, Anna Waring Zizi. If anyone appearing before this board is related through family, financial, or business relationship with any member of this board, it is incumbent upon him to make it known under state law and code of ethics. The first order of business will be the approval of the minutes from the previous meeting. Each member of the board, having previously received and read the minutes of the previous meeting date, April 19th, the chair will entertain a motion that the reading of these minutes be dispensed with the approval of the same. Do I have a motion?
Go ahead. I'll make the motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
On the question. Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Dwight? Bob? Yes. And I am abstaining since I was not here. All persons making appeal before this board will be heard in accordance with the town's laws of the State of New York, Article 16, Sections 267, 279, and 280A, Subdivision 3, in the Town of Orchard Park Zoning Ordinance. Per Section 144-63E1, all public notices have been filed. Any person aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Appeals may present to a court of record a petition duly verified setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds of the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after filing of the decision in the office of the town clerk. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and posting of the legal notice for this meeting?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park, New York, will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 17th of May, 2022, at 7 p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road, in said town, in the matter of the following appeals.
Okay. Let the record show that site inspections for tonight's cases were made by Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
And then chair also. So we do have a full board tonight, so Mike will be an alternate. Okay, can you please read the first case?
DBA file number 0822, Brian Perot, 268 Summit Ave, Zoned R3, SDL number 152.13-4-19. Lots number 22, 23, 24, map cover 916. Request an area variance to construct an accessory structure being a 40-foot by 26-foot detached garage that exceeds the footprint of the primary structure. Accessory use, a use customarily incidental and subordinate to the main use or building and located on the same lot therein. In no case shall such accessory use dominate in area, extent, or purpose the principal lawful use or building, except that vehicle parking areas may be larger than building areas. Section 144-5, terms defined.
Will the petitioner please come forward? Okay, if you wouldn't mind signing in. And then when you're ready, you can tell us about your project. Are you?
I'm sorry. I'm on Brownstone Homes.
Okay.
I've been doing meetings all day.
Hi, good evening.
Hello. So tell us about your project.
Okay. So I bought my house 7 years ago, completely remodeled it, and I need a garage, and I have a boat. The boat is 26. The depth of the garage is to fit my boat. The height of my first floor is to fit my truck and the height of my boat. So I have a boat, I have a dump trailer, I have a car, I have a truck. So that pretty much eats up the whole first floor. And then I have, table saw, bandsaw, ladders, shaper, I have a shaper, and it's all tucked away in my little tiny shed that I can't even use because I don't have space for. And I do have I took some pictures of my before and after project, if you don't mind me sharing them.
No, that's fine.
So gives you an idea. I really take what I do seriously, and so these are, all you got to do is flip them over, and it'll show you. Where I started in, so this was an absolute disaster of a house, and I had to put an awful lot of time into it.
Is this the front of the house when you started?
That was the back.
But this is the front now.
No, that's the back. Yeah, so there is. So I came up with the design for my garage to fit. It's going to fit the style of the house, and I placed it so I thought it would look the best on my property, and I can be on my back porch and look out and see wild animals running all around. Because I planted a whole bunch of trees that will give them reasons to come to my house all year round. They're called the sportsman package of trees. I don't know. You guys want to check it out?
No.
Okay.
That's good. Okay.
Are you done explaining?
Yeah.
Once you're done, we're going to ask questions.
Okay.
So we'll start with Bob.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Initially, it appeared to me as though the project, the building, is kind of large for the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was driving through the neighborhood, I didn't notice any other structures like that. And as subtext to that, are you planning on working out of this building?
Well, it would be, I'm a contractor. I work by myself. That's it. So I would love to go out there and maybe use a table saw. Instead of having a table saw jammed in my basement with a 6-foot ceiling. So it would be nice to use it once in a while for something like that. Personal use, I'm not going to turn into a cabinet maker, but it would be nice to back up and have shelves and be organized like other contractors. I don't know if that explains anything.
And have you talked to your neighbors about this building?
Oh, yeah, they all know about it. Yeah. It's not going to be, it's more to tuck my my truck, my dump trailer, my boat. I bought a boat, I became a boat owner. And my car, and then it's more for that. And I've never had a garage. I want a garage, I've got a shed.
What about finishes?
Well, I'm going to do, it'll be a metal roof, and then I was going to do board and batten on the outside and eventually paint it and probably have it match. It's not going to, it's definitely going to complement my house. and it's going to complement the neighborhood. So when you drive by my house, you're only going to see the 26 feet of my garage, and then it goes lengthwise. So it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to stick out like a sore thumb. It blends into my property, I think, really well, because you're only going to see 26 feet. You're not going to see the 42 feet. It's not going to turn sideways and look like a mammoth. So I think, I don't know, I think the height, overall height is 23 feet when they, you're only supposed to go 18 feet, so it's only a few feet higher, so it's not like, it's not 2 feet, but.
Thank you.
Dwight.
All right. On the our agenda, it says the structure is going to be 40 by 26.
Yep.
But your building plans show 52 by 26 with a covered porch.
Yeah. No, well, that's, yeah, I guess I don't know how that worked out, but there's going to be a 12 by 26 little shed roof where my boat would go.
Right. So, just a question for you, John. Should we be considering for the area of the structure?
That would be the roof,
the whole roof. The whole roof. So it's 52 by 26, or whatever I read on the plan. So it would include the unenclosed outside portion that you have a roof on. Do you know the approximate dimensions of your existing home?
I think it's... I don't have that in front of me, but I think it's like 23 feet wide, and it's 50 something. Front porch, back porch.
55-ish, 54.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of scaled it off the little drawing you had, and of course it was little, so I could have made a mistake.
Yeah.
But the variance that you're asking for is because the building accessory structure would be bigger than your existing house. So looking at it, say your house was 55 by 23. I know there's people who could do this in their head faster than me. That comes out to...
1265.
Yeah, 1265. Versus the 52, yeah. So it's only essentially 90 square feet more than your existing house.
Okay.
If you made this just a little bit smaller, you wouldn't need a variance.
Yeah. Well, my architect, he said, you know, nobody complained about having too much space. So I was like, okay, that makes sense. And,
I mean, actually, this is more for me, from my understanding of what you're asking for.
But, yeah. I mean, I know my whole first floor is going to be eaten up instantly. And then that's where the upstairs would come in really handy for me, because if I want to go up and use the table saw for my own personal use, or... I don't know.
Okay.
Build a canoe, or build a boat, or run around.
Well, I get it. Anytime you build something, it's never big enough after a little while.
Yeah.
That. But I'm just trying to understand the perspective for the variance request.
Oh, yeah, no.
And I think I do.
I
don't have any other questions.
Okay.
I appreciate your responses.
Okay, thank you.
Mike, here next.
Just trying to figure out the way that it sits on your property. The garage doors would be to the right?
They would be. The garage doors would be facing my house. So
okay.
You won't see the... So, yeah, it's perpendicular, parallel with the house. So the garage doors are facing the house.
Okay. That's it.
Okay.
And you're saying there's no construction equipment?
The only construction equipment I have ladders. I have ladders, I have bandsaw, table saw, you know. I have a dump trailer. Tons of hand tools. But other than that, I'm, you know, no heavy equipment or anything like that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
How many bays are you looking at? How many doors?
2 16-foot doors, and then a 12-foot, kind of like a shed roof. So my boat would be there most of the time, and then car, truck, dump trailer, and then my significant other when I find her.
So, okay, so go back to, so you're going to have two garage doors?
Yep, 16-foot here, 16-foot, and then it'll be like a...
There will not be a door on that? It's more just like of a cover,
yeah,
like a lean-to type of cover?
Yep.
Okay. No, that's all I had right now. Oh, no, I have one more question. So when you pull into your driveway, that teepee-style structure?
Yep.
So will you, is it where the driveway goes, is it going to be more to the right of the driveway, or is it more in line with your driveway?
Yeah, off to the right.
Okay.
So, yeah, it'll be a slim look from the road. And I think that I could have put it somewhere else, but I just wanted to, I thought tucked away, it's going to be a pain back in my dump trailer and do it in my boat, but I placed it there because I want to see my backyard.
So when you pull in, you're going to be able to just pull in and make a right, and you're going to be able to fit your trailer, your truck, your
right.
car, your boat.
And that's why I went with 16-foot doors, so when I back up, it's easier for me to swing a boat into a 16-foot door or my dump trailer.
That's all I have right now.
Okay. I have a question, but I just need to do a little math first. So bear with me for...
All right, I'll ask a question while we're waiting. Have you talked to your neighbors about this project?
Oh, yeah. All my, yeah, they all know about it. Yeah.
How do they feel?
Well, I think they, well, they all like, none of them are here to complain. And I think they all realize that I like my house and I'm not just going to build something to, you know, it's going to blend with the neighborhood, it's going to blend with my house. And I don't know.
No negative.
I'm not.
Nobody's saying.
Yeah, I'm not.
Not
like,
my neighborhood.
Yeah, no, none
There's
of that.
A shed.
No.
Get part of the area of the shed. Does that count towards the accessory?
The, I'm very considerate of my neighbors, so we get along really well.
Does the area of the shed count as area of the?
That would count as a part of the accessory structure.
If you got rid of your shed, you wouldn't need a variance.
Oh, really? Well, mm-hmm. I can get rid of the shed.
Because, so...
How big is your shed?
12 by 12.
Okay. It says on here 10 by 12. So even if it's smaller, giving you the benefit of the doubt, that's 120 square.
120, that, yeah, it takes care of the, the 90.
Well, the 90 was just the house. You'd have to...
What?
Well, okay, if you wanted to think of it like that.
Would you... Explain what you're thinking, please.
He would still be 7% over because his proposed accessory structure is 7% larger than his house.
Okay, so the accessory structure is 52 by 26.
Right.
Okay, so that's...
And his house is like...
We said 20... I used 20.
23 by 50?
Well, it doesn't say, but Dwight did a...
My calculations were kind of rough. But.
Well, even if you... Let's assume those. I think they're kind of safe.
Okay.
So that comes out to be... That's a difference of 87 square feet.
Right.
And then the area of the shed is 120. So if you get rid of the shed...
87 plus 120 would be what he's over.
What is he 23 by 50?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I did it backwards.
It's okay. I do that all the time.
So it would not.
No, I didn't do it backwards this time.
So instead it would really be 200 square feet mm-hmm. over.
Now that you say that, the two accessories.
Right? Yes.
He could still get rid of the shed and put whatever he needs in the shed in the garage and bring it closer.
I don't care. I can get rid of the shed. I mean, the shed's in a spot where I'm all for getting rid of the shed. I got it from my neighbor, picked it up.
I mean, I just did a rough calculation. Don't hold me to these calculations as accurate. But if you went with something that's 48 by 26, you wouldn't need a variance. Something okay. plus or minus. As long as it's the size of your house or smaller.
Right.
Not larger than your house.
Right.
And but I don't think your porches and everything are drawn on there.
Yeah.
The porches may give you additional square footage if they have roof.
On my, I don't think, originally I had an enclosed back porch and I had an enclosed front porch. And when I rebuilt both the porches, I opened up the porch in the front, which it's not living space anymore, so it's six by 23, that's square footage that I lost off my house by putting it back to the way it was. And then the back, same thing with the back enclosed porch. I don't think that was ever subtracted off my square footage because I tore that off and turned it back into an open porch. So I'm sure that wasn't...
John, does the open porch count as square footage of the primary structure?
Yeah, the roof.
Mm-hmm. What if there's now roof over it now? What if there's no roof?
Whatever, it's got a roof over it.
But both sides have roofs.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So that might not even be included.
So what you're saying, Dwight, is he changed the dimensions of the structure to what?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I only roughed it off of what that was, and I don't know if that survey included the way he did it. And I think he did a very nice job of working on his house. I thought the house looked very nice.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, quick process.
So, was this... Sorry, I'm making things more confusing. So, when this was written, from your knowledge, did it include the porches? Or is it just the footprint of the house?
It would have been the porch and everything. Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about height. Just the square foot.
Any more questions?
No. You want to calculate? You're done. I don't have anything else.
I'm back done calculating. I think I asked my question. Yeah. Any more questions? No. Okay. So I'm going to go to the audience now. Is there anyone that wishes to speak on behalf of granting of the variance? Please state your name and your address for the record.
Nicholas Tanoff, 279 Summit Avenue, Orchard Park, New York, 14127. It's about 7 years now that Brian took over this property, transformed it into what this zombie property, turned it into what somebody would be proud to own today, and in fact, anybody in this neighborhood would now be proud of Brian for what he's done in one of the many zombie properties that are in Orchard Park. He's taken one off the roads. So I'm in favor of granting of this variance, and if anything, it would improve the character of this neighborhood. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Okay, so we're going to close the public hearing portion. So now board discussion.
You know, initially I was against it. I thought it was really big. But looking at the size of his house in comparison, I don't think it's substantial. I would prefer that they build it without a variance. I mean, he almost could build something almost the same size without a variance. But it doesn't seem as big as it once did to me.
Sorry,
it's...
Oh, yeah, I should...
Unless we ask you a question, yes.
Oh, yeah, right. You're doing good, though.
Yeah.
So that's all I had.
I have nothing to add at this time.
Okay. I'd like to see the shed gone. That would make me happier.
I agree with you. I'm okay with that. I mean, he's building a big enough, if we granted it and he's building a big enough structure, he should be able to put whatever he has in that shed in there.
You look like you're about to say something.
No, I'm with you.
Okay. Do we have a board member that's willing to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to grant an area variance for a 52 by 26 structure. That there will be no undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties created. The benefit sought cannot be achieved in some other way other than through granting of the variance. I don't feel the request is substantial. There will be no adverse effect or impact on the physical and environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. And although the difficulty is self-created, it will not necessarily preclude granting of the variance. I'd like to also have one stipulation to this, that he removes the shed before finalizing construction.
Oh, yeah. Now that's fair.
Finishing construction.
Yeah.
You may need to store something in while you build.
Yeah, no, that sounds...
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. On the question, Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Joy?
Yes.
And the chair also. So good luck with your project.
Great.
Just
thank
remove
you.
The shed. When
thank you.
I'll the shed. Oh, you want your pictures back?
I got my shed from my neighbor two houses down.
I mean, it looked
like
you fixed it up.
I redid the shed, yeah.
Sorry.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anna, can you please read the next item on the agenda?
CPA file number 0922, Brownstone Homes, 6069 Newton Road, Zone Day 1, STL number 184.00-4-13.11, part of farm lot number 19, Township 9, Range 7, requests an area variance to install a 6-foot high gate and fence in the front yard, 68 foot from the front of the lot. Wall, hedge, or fence not over 3 feet high in any front yard or side street yard, provided that such wall, hedge, or fence does not obstruct or obscure visibility of or for pedestrians or vehicles approaching or leaving the premises on which the said wall, hedge, or fence is erected. Section 144-22A1, yard regulations.
Okay, come on up. So then just sign in, and then when you're ready, you can tell us about the project.
Okay. So we just want a bit of privacy and entrance for if anybody wants to enter or leave the property, they do have to go through the fence. I don't know if anybody has driven past the property, but there is a big divot to where the fence wouldn't obscure or, you know, distract drivers, but it would leave privacy because it is, again, almost 70 feet from the road, and the road does curve. But that's all we're asking for, is to be able to put the fence up 6 feet high in the front.
Okay. So then we have questions. I'll start. Kim, this time.
Okay. So is this a fence through the whole front of the property, or are we just talking the gate?
It's basically just a gate.
Okay.
If you were to drive past it, like, today or tomorrow, you could...
If you wouldn't mind, can you show us?
Yeah.
Like, you can draw on this or do whatever you need to do, but just so we have a better understanding. And I also... it doesn't go off the sides, but I have this view, too. So,
okay.
Thanks.
And so those pillars, I'm assuming, are going to be brick or stone?
Yes.
With the gate in the middle?
Yes.
Is
well,
it
stoning them.
Straight gate? Is it scaled?
So, yes, it is just a straight gate. There's nothing fancy to it. It's just plain black fenced in gate, but that would go here, and then this fence line would just go there, how it says 3 feet high on the sides. I see how you're looking at this now. I'm trying to think if this is 6 feet high.
I mean, I think, like, as long as we have location of it,
yeah,
we can use our imagination.
It's self-explanatory of, you know, where it currently would be. But it would be literally right in front of this. So it would be exactly 70 feet.
So it would be behind this?
Yeah, like the fencing, I guess, goes because it needs to be able to open and mm-hmm, slide. Mm-hmm. So it's still, like, up along this.
So it would
but
slide
technically
behind?
Behind, yes.
Okay.
Oh, so it just slides? It's not like...
Yes, yeah, so you just press the buttons in and then it slides open.
Okay.
So it's not around the whole property?
No.
Oh, okay.
The fencing for around the property will be 3 feet high, from my understanding.
Okay. Okay. Because the way that it was written, we're expecting it to be 6 feet around, like, the whole property.
The entire property?
Right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. From my understanding, it was 3 feet. That is something I should know.
Okay.
So,
do you?
But is the variance for just the front part? It's not for around the whole property.
It was my understanding that it was going to be 6 feet going across the whole front lot line.
The whole lot line.
That was my understanding when they came and applied for the permit.
Okay. So if that's what they want, then that's what they have changed it to.
Okay. So... one of the things, I'm going to just throw this out now.
Yes.
Just because it seems like there's a little bit of a miscommunication, just so that we don't get anyone in trouble.
Yes.
What we can do is table it until next month, and we can clarify things.
Okay.
Because we would rather approve what you're actually doing than
I think
just...
if your regards are the 6-foot fence, then that's definitely what they're going to stick with now. He is in town, so I know their meeting has been... relevantly closer. Mm-hmm. So I believe that's the current paper I got, and it says 6 feet on it, correct? Not 3 feet. The one you just read.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the current
size
they would want across the whole lot. Yes. Because Brittany changed her mind for more privacy.
Could you say across the whole lot? You mean just
the front of the lot?
Or the whole?
No, not around through the woods. No, because they also have a pond and a pool in the backyard. So if the only way to get into the house would be through the driveway, unless you're going to hike it through the woods. Mm-hmm. There's no way.
What's the front? Do you know what the front yardage is, the side?
I actually do not.
Okay. I was just curious.
I do not. No, I don't want to give you a wrong number.
What would the fence look like in the front, and what would the gate look like? Is it see-through? Is it solid?
Yes, it is see-through, so we'll have bars. So the gate will be straight across the top, no fancy arcs or circles or anything, just a very simple, elegant gate.
That's 6 foot high?
Yes. So that if anyone tries to jump it or something, at least it takes a while.
And if my understanding is correct, the 6 foot fence would continue from one end of the property to the other on the frontage.
Yes, correct.
And that would all be 6 feet, and that would all be see-through.
Correct. Of course, besides the pillars, but those would be stone. And the stone will be white. It will match the house.
Any questions?
Anymore?
I don't know. We didn't completely go down the board. Are you, Bob?
No, I'm good.
Do you have any questions?
So, the concrete or where the stone is going to be is what is existing right now. It's
correct.
Not going any further.
Correct.
And then the rest is just going to be the black fencing.
Yes.
Okay.
And this fence that goes to the gate. Is it going to also go behind the houses that are in the front of the lot as well?
What do you mean by that?
Can I see the survey?
Here's the survey.
From my understanding,
here, if you look at this,
neighbors.
This is what you provided. I'm sorry for the tiny scale.
I'm having a
Is it also going to go around and behind these houses?
Mm-hmm. I do. It's pretty.
No, because from the front of his house, you can't.
I mean, these aren't houses. These are lots. He owns like
oh,
this.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm sorry. It said houses.
Okay,
lots.
Sorry.
He doesn't own this.
Yes. So if you're asking if he's going to fence it off here,
right.
No. It's only going to
it's
be
only this
across the front.
Opening?
Correct. Because right now, this is all gravel, and these are complete trees. Before someone moves there, they're going to have to knock everything down.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe in the future, he would consider fencing in his property line. But at this moment, mm-hmm. it's just woods.
My understanding is anything, here's the house, anything this side of the house needs a variance.
Okay.
So if he wants to fence this and this up to here and this, it would also need a variance, just like requesting this.
Okay. I will make sure they know that.
Yeah. So okay. I'm not sure their intent that we could, as well,
I don't
said,
think that, again,
table
I think
it
would be upon if somebody buys these lots, because
I don't
foresee.
Yeah, I don't know who owns them. Or
yeah, I don't foresee him building a fence when nobody's living there, because, again, you would have to walk through the woods at this moment to get to his driveway, unless you go through the front.
Thank you.
Bob?
I was just curious as to what the rationale was behind the setback from the street for the gate.
The distance? I think it's a lot easier to explain when you drive past it, but when you pull out of his driveway, you need to pull out kind of like at an angle in a sense because of the oncoming traffic. So I think if the gate was closer to the road, it would create more of a distraction for when you're trying to pull out.
Mm-hmm.
So having it set further out, you can get yourself out of the gate, still see the road before you go, you know, right into oncoming traffic, because that side of the road, the traffic goes right. Normally, if you're going anywhere towards Lancaster, 90, et cetera, you're going to turn right and an immediate left on, I believe it's called Burton or Burton.
Thank you.
You know, Lauren, and I just wanted to, and I know whatever we decide what we're going to do here, but, you know, the code does say here, provided that such wall, hedge, or fence does not obstruct or obscure visibility for pedestrians or vehicles approaching or leaving the premises. So I think, too, from a distance off the road, mm-hmm. it's just something that we want to kind of keep that in mind, that it does, you know, whatever we decide, whether we table it or pass it or whatever, or we don't, whatever, it currently in this distance from the road that it is does not obstruct or
right
visibility. So
right. Makes it a little safer to exit.
I think an enter too.
Yes.
Because if you're pulling in and the gate's opening, you're not sticking out
into traffic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially because I don't believe there's any street lights. So
there is not, no.
Do you think they would be willing to compromise with something a little shorter but taller than 3 feet?
That's something I can definitely take back to them.
Mm-hmm.
They are in town, so I can call them as soon as I leave here.
Mm-hmm. Just, I don't know about you guys. I'm just.
Do you mean shorter than 6 feet?
Yes. Like, personally. I know this isn't for discussion.
Yeah, how high are you thinking?
I don't know. Like, even 5 feet, like, going down, I just, like, I understand, and I completely understand. But, like, I personally, I don't know how the board feels, would like to see, like, for the gate, a ramp up or something. So the tallest is, like, 6 feet, but not the whole thing is
okay.
6 feet. But that's my personal opinion and not.
Similar to those gates that
yes.
are on Chestnut Ridge.
And then having a little bit shorter for the fence to continue the.
How tall are the pillars?
That's something I'm actually not too sure about. I want to say 10 feet high, but I feel like that's really high.
Yeah, that's high.
Yeah.
I'm a super short person. So I feel like that's really high. I'm not too sure, and I don't want to give you the
I think that
answer.
Would be interesting information to get to.
Okay.
Just
yeah.
How high are the pillars?
How high are the two pillars?
Okay.
Okay. Does any other board member have any questions?
I don't have any questions. I'd just like to see more details.
Okay.
I don't mind tabling it to next month.
Should I go to the audience first, or should we wait until...
You can table it without going to...
Okay. So if we table it, I think we would... Yeah, it would be the third Tuesday. We would like to see more of design, what it's going to look like. I personally would like to see, like, if you can, on one of the site plans, show where the fence is going to go. What else?
Give you an option for, like, a 5-foot or a scalloped version. Not a scalloped, but you know what I mean, a gradual version.
Do you understand what I'm saying by that?
Yeah, like, if you know, I think more or less the client themselves didn't want the arc in the fence.
Okay.
We wanted just very simple,
straight. Well, I mean, if it was shorter, then...
Well, if it's a rolling fence versus a hinged fence,
true.
The arc would make more sense than a hinged fence.
Okay.
Rolling fences are typically
straight across.
Okay.
So is that something I should bring up, too, of having an arc fence instead of a rolling fence?
No. If it's shorter, then personally, again, just me, I could deal with a straight across if it's shorter.
Yeah, I would like to see a drawing, if it's at all possible, about what the finished fence and gate would look like.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
We have to make a motion first. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to table.
Do I have a second? On the question, Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll see you next month. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who seconded the table?
Bob.
Bob did?
Somebody.
That's...
I heard.
I have to verify that it's accurate in the minutes.
Okay. Anna, can you please read the next case?
CBA file number 1022, Regency Builders, 20 Wentworth Drive, Zone R3, SDL number 161.15-2-19, sublot 74, match cover 3472. Request an area variance for side setback of primary structure under construction at 12.88 feet. Minimum side setback is 15 feet. Section 144, bulk rates, attachment number 15, supplement number 86.
Whoever is here for this, please come forward, sign in, and when you're ready, you can post that your check.
Okay, there's no pen up here, and I don't have one.
Somebody took it.
Oh, she...
I think the last customer.
Yay.
Thank you. You want the address of the petition?
Address,
isn't it? You want your address. I got you. Okay.
Okay. Welcome.
Thanks, everybody. I'll introduce myself. My name is Bob Mayo. I own Regency Builders. I've been in the construction industry for 40 plus years, building homes. I can honestly sit here before you guys and tell you, in all the years I've been building homes, which we've built, I've lost count of how many we've done. This is the first time I've had to come before a board for a variance for a setback violation. We take great pride in building our homes. We always get, you know, our architects, we pay them a lot of money, our engineering firm to do drainage plans, site plans, submit our paperwork, and, you know, get everything staked out so that we don't have to come before the board and do this kind of stuff. But this particular home was missed by my architect, our engineering firm, the town building department, town engineering department, and they issued permits, and we put the house in, and we were in violation, unbeknownst to me, which I should have noticed it too, but it slipped through the cracks. So I heard you talking earlier when I came in, why did it happen? That's what happened. Okay. So we submitted blueprints showing the location of the home, drainage plans showing the location of the home and the, you know, exact location and drainage for the lot. The town reviewed all our plans, gave us our permit, we staked out the house, dug it, poured walls, built the house, and we're in violation, so.
Okay.
So. That's really all I got to say.
Okay.
I don't know what else I can.
Okay. Well,
I'm not happy about it, but there's not too much I can do at this point other than apply for the variance.
Okay. So I'll start with Kim.
It's hard to tell, obviously, because everything is still rough around there. Is it the house with the foundation or the house that's built?
The house that's built.
Okay.
Yep. It's got a roof on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess I really don't have any questions. I just wanted to clarify that because there's no addresses, so I just wanted to make sure I was looking at the right one.
Yeah. Okay. Bob? We own all the land in that subdivision.
Yep.
Just curious, what's the side setback to the house that's next door with the foundation? Is that 15 feet?
Well, there's no house on either side of this particular property yet. We do have them sold, but we haven't built it yet.
What's the one with the foundation, though?
The one that we just poured and backfilled today?
No, this one's been poured.
Yeah, it's like two lots over from the house in question.
Oh, yeah, it is two lots because the one right now is just being cleared.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I don't have those plans with me, but I'm sure it's more than 15 feet. It's a front-load garage, so front-loaders don't take up as much room as side-load. Like, the house in question is a side-load garage, so usually we'll hug it towards one side so you have enough room to pull out of your garage and drive out, you know, to the road. So if it's a front load, usually we center it on the lot. So without knowing the exact dimensions, I'd say it's at least 17 to 18 feet on both sides of that home.
I'm still confused on how this happened, that engineering and the town and your architect, I mean, how much are they paying? Please, I'm not throwing disparaging remarks, but how much attention is being paid to details to get us here today that you built this home on this foundation which is too close?
Yes.
I mean, how does nobody checks their figures or
for my end of it, in that particular subdivision, I'm not sure why, but you have R3 zoning on Wentworth, and then down towards the end of the road, it becomes R2 on the Golden Crescent. So I don't know if there was some confusion because of it changes in the same subdivision, which I'll be honest, I didn't even know it changed until this happened. I think John Whitman pointed it out to me when he called me about the violation. So, but that being said, I can only blame it on human error on our part. I mean, the engineering firm, they drew up the subdivision, so they should have known what the setbacks are and should have caught it when they did the drainage plan, right? And the town certainly should have caught it before they gave me a permit to start the job. They should have been kicked back and said, hey, your house is in violation. You're too close to the sideline. You know, redo your plan, redo your site plan, move it over so you're within the boundaries that you're supposed to be. But none of that happened, so all I can say is it's human error. Okay. Everyone's hurt, right?
All right.
Everyone made a mistake, which is hard to believe, but that's what happened.
All right, thank you very much.
I mean, we pay to have these things staked out so that we're
right?
So I pay them to come out and put offsets in and stake the whole house, and we dig it right where it's supposed to be, and which we did. It just unfortunately it wasn't where it was supposed to be.
Okay, thank you.
Can you see the site plan?
You can ask your questions.
I am all good.
Okay. Then I'll let Bob go while you look, Dwight.
I'd like to thank you for your candor, and I have no questions.
Well, thank you.
How many houses have you built?
In my career?
Yeah.
Probably over 2,500.
Okay. One for 2,500?
What's that?
One for 2,500, right, exactly. Good betting odds.
Yeah.
I don't have any other questions.
The house to the right of it, where you're encroaching a little bit, is that going to be a front-loaded?
It's actually side-loaded. It'll be a left side load, so that house will be pushed more to the right side.
Right.
Of course, we'll stay within our 15 feet now that we know that. It's the plan. Mm-hmm. So they'll be quite a bit away from the house that's, you know, about a foot and a half too close, or 2.5 feet, whatever the exact amount is. So I think they're going to be, I'm guessing they're 28 feet or so from that property line to the house.
Okay. And playing devil's advocate, if we deny you the variance, what happens?
I don't know.
Got a sharp blade on a chop saw?
Just curious.
Right. I'm just hoping you don't.
Pick up the house and
move it. Right, yeah. Pick it up and move it.
So, okay. Anybody else have any questions? Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting a variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting a variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? And is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Okay, so I'm closing the public hearing portion for discussion.
Nothing from me.
I think that with the number of houses he's built and never have this happen, it's not a substantial request.
I think it's not substantial. I can support it.
Do we have a board member willing to make a motion?
I would make a motion for approval.
Okay.
There will not be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to the nearby properties created. The benefit sought cannot be achieved any other way than through granting of the variance. The request is not substantial. There will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or the district. And although the difficulty is self-created, that does not preclude the granting of the variance.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
On the question. Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
And the chair also, so I guess you get to keep it.
Oh, good. Well, thank you all very much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a good night, sir.
Next item, please.
DBA file number 1122, Alliance Homes, 7022 Gartner Road, zoned A1, SPL number not issued yet, part of Lot 2, Township 9, Range 7. Request an area variance for a front setback of primary structure under construction at 55.47 feet. Minimum front setback is 75 feet. Section 144, Bulk Range, attachment number 15, supplement number 86.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
Sounds familiar, I think. So, my name is Andrew Romanowski. I'm from Alliance Homes. Been a builder for about 33 years. Worked in Orchard Park for pretty much all that time, like Bob before me. This is a first for me. And I'm a little bit embarrassed to be here asking for an area variance for a front setback for a house that's also under construction. Let me explain how I came to be here. So we created a lot from a parcel that I own personally up on Sheriff and Gartman Road. This particular lot's about an acre and a quarter in size. When we contemplated starting the construction of the house, we, like we always do, had a professional surveyor come out and stake out the house with offsets. And like we always do, I met the client up there to review what we had before we put a shovel in the ground. And when we did that, and if you look at the location survey, you'll see that there's a It's labeled on the survey as a creek that kind of comes across the lot at an angle. The bottom of the creek is noted, but what's probably more important is that there's a little bit of a ravine there with shallow slope banks that take up quite a bit of the lot. So when we reviewed the location of the house, it became really obvious that the house was too close to that ravine, and the patio that they wished to construct on the house would actually hang over the ravine, and if we were to place it there, we'd have to cut a lot of the trees that kind of stabilize the bank. So not realizing that the setback, the required setback was 75 feet, I thought it was 50, frankly, and I keep a little three-ring binder in my office with a chart from the towns that we work in with the bulk requirements. So I consulted that, erroneously looked at the pre-1989 split rules, which would allow a 50-foot front setback. In addition to that, we do a lot of work in town in R3 areas, so 50-foot is the minimum required setback there, so that seemed logical and familiar to me. Said, okay, let's move it up. Instead of 50, we're going to go 55, just to make sure because we didn't bring the surveyor back out, we had four, we had stakes there so we could just move it pretty easily. Never gave it another thought everything was good, until John brought to my attention that we were indeed in a violation. So a couple of things noteworthy. If we had done it correctly and I had caught this before we moved it, we probably would have been in front of this board anyhow asking for the same variance because, again, like I said, it's a much better location. Where it is away from the ravine. Secondly, I don't think it impacts the character of the neighborhood. I brought some aerial photos here that I took off the county's website, and if you look at those, you can see that there's a big variation in the setback. Some of the houses, I actually took the photo from Sheriff Road over to Chestnut Ridge Road. Many of the houses are set way back. Lots of them are set 75 to 100. Some of them are set much closer than 50 feet even to the road. So there's a big variation there. The remaining parcel is one that I own personally with the creek and the barn and things like that. So I certainly would not, intentionally do something that didn't fit in well with the neighborhood. I don't feel that it's very substantial given the fact that there's lots of different variations, and if we had split the lot, earlier in time, we wouldn't be here. So okay. We'll consider those facts.
Okay. We'll start at Bob this time.
I had a number of questions. However, you have answered most of them.
Okay.
I just had one thing, and I don't know that I even want to say it, but I always get concerned when something like this new comes before us as to why it wasn't discovered. I guess better not to ask forgiveness than permission type of thing.
Yeah.
But
I can assure you that it wasn't a case of, let me just do this and I'll go and ask for forgiveness. It was truly oversight on my part. And, we break the responsibilities for the construction among several offices in the company, but I'm the guy who does all the preliminary work and does the stakeouts and layouts and gets the foundations in. So you're looking at the guy who was 100% to blame for the error, but it truly was an error. It honestly didn't cross my mind until John called, and I think, John will tell you, I always said, what?
And now, how will this impact your other lot?
It doesn't. So there's a house that we previously built about a year ago, immediately to its left. That one is set right at 75. No impact there. Again, it fits. There's wooded. It's kind of wooded. You're probably driven by it. We've left a bit of a buffer. There's one more lot to be built. Then I'm going to keep the other 20 plus acres.
So would you be able to do a 75 foot setback on the remaining lot?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. I won't make that mistake again.
Thank you.
I asked the other guy this question. I thought it was a good one. How many homes have you built?
I'm the boutique guy. I only did about 1,300.
1,300.
Yeah, we've built several hundred houses probably in town here. Orchard Grove Apartments is another 150. I'm only counting the single family stuff.
And how many of those have you had to come and get a variance after you did something?
None.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
I'm good with your explanations.
Yeah.
I'm good.
have nothing.
I'll ask again. What happens if we deny the variance?
I'm in big trouble.
Have you, by any chance, talked to any of the neighbors around there?
We did.
Like, have they given you any feedback on?
Talked to one of the neighbors who called today. Explained that he's adjacent. I think he's actually across the street, and no problem. The closest neighbor immediately next door is a house, the person that we know well. We built their home as well, no problem.
I'm assuming you're going to sell this house, not keep it for...
It's already sold. It's already spoken for and it's being built for someone.
Okay. How do they feel about it?
They're the ones who actually wanted it. They felt a little bad. They said, I heard this. Okay. We thought this. But they didn't. I mean, they...
Okay. Any other questions from the board?
I have none.
Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Yes. Please state your name and your address.
I'm Charles Dollenberg. I live next door. I'm sure. And I didn't speak soon enough. I would speak in favor.
Okay.
Not against it.
Okay.
I think you've done a good job so far. Everything's done that.
Thank you.
I'm happy with the work. And I looked at it, I walked by, it doesn't seem like it would affect me personally in any way.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Okay, so we're closing public hearing. Is there board discussion?
It was an error that it's understandable. And I don't think it's that significant. I don't think it's very significant.
I think in the area that it is, it's... doesn't stand out like a sore thumb. So.
I agree with him. It would be different if he was a repeat offender and came here every month for the same thing, but it's just a once-in-a-career type of problem, right?
He's a pretty regular builder.
No, I'm good. I'm okay with approving it.
I don't think it's a significant issue either.
Okay. Do you have anything to say?
No, I agree that it's... You know, as he stands here, he accepts responsibility, and it's a one-time thing.
Okay. So we have a board member willing to make a motion?
I would be willing to make the motion.
Okay.
For the granting of this area variance, there's not going to be any undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. The benefit cannot be achieved in any other way. The request is not substantial. There will be no adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental condition of the neighborhood or district. Difficulty is self-created, but that doesn't preclude the granting of variance, so I move for approval as presented.
Who's going to second it?
I'll second it.
Okay. On the question. Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
And the chair also, so congratulations. Don't let it happen again.
Thank you very much.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
I don't think he did come back.
He did?
No.
He did?
He did not.
I think he did. Are you going to follow up on that?
No. I actually think that that's not going to make a difference in his life. Well, I know it sounds harsh.